Welcome to our Pup and Paws cast. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and today I'm talking to Jen Saylor. She is with Helping Animals of Warren County, or HAWC, H-A-W-C. So what does HAWC do, Jan?
HAWC is an organization that we founded in Warren County about 4 years ago now, and our mission is to really work with the various organizations within Warren County, either rescue groups, animal control, both the city animal control and the county animal control, and with some of our other rescue partners, and even just the public, in helping them to either with spay and neuter or to provide dog houses for their, if they can't afford to buy the dog houses. So we really are a support group that provides both financial and volunteer assistance to a variety of animal groups and the public within Warren County.
So do people get confused that you're a rescue group? You're not a rescue group per se.
Correct. And yes, there is that confusion. There are a lot of people that think, well, you know, I've got this dog, I need somebody to come pick it up. We're also not animal control. And sometimes we'll get phone calls, oh, there's a dog roaming around on the city streets or on the road. And as much as we'd like to be able to help in those circumstances, we're not a volunteer group that can go out there and do that. If there is a dog that's out there roaming around, the best thing to do is to call animal control, because that's their job to go and do it. They know, they have the expertise. And as far as rescue groups, we partner with several rescue groups. Again, that's their level of expertise. They have volunteers that can foster, they can help make sure that those dogs and cats get to good homes. We don't have the ability to be able to do that. So we're really not a rescue group. We provide assistance to rescue groups, and we can provide assistance to the people too, as, you know, trying to hook them up with those groups.
So you're really, your main mission is kind of a friends for rescue groups.
Correct.
Friends of the animals, friends of rescue groups, just to help them be safe and maybe find homes, but you don't foster as far as this group.
No, we don't foster. Now, there are groups. I personally foster for a group here in Cookeville, which is called ARF, All About Rescue and Fixing, and they are always in need of fosters. So if anybody is willing to foster, it's a great opportunity to be able to help them, and they can actually help more of the shelters if they had more fosters. So if people are willing to foster, I would send them to ARF any day, because they really need the people. They would help Warren County, and they help all the counties here in the Upper Cumberland.
People don't understand how much they're inundated with animals all the
right
time.
Right now, the shelters, and especially now as we're coming on kitten season, the shelters are just completely full. We have every dog run is full, and the cats, at one point last year, we had 100 cats in our shelter.
Wow.
I mean, it's just to the point of being ridiculous. And I myself have been trying to help with some of the feral colonies that we have in Warren County, because it's just getting out of control. I have one woman that has 30 cats that we're helping her get spayed and neutered. So although we don't, you know, we can help by providing traps if people need that, if they're feral cats. And we do help with the cost of spay and neuter. That's one of our primary focuses right now, because we really believe the only way of getting out of overcrowded shelters is getting more people to spay and neuter their animals.
And your motto, too, for HAWC, Helping Animals of Warren County, is All for One and One for Paws, P-A-W-S.
Right.
Because you help cats and dogs.
Exactly. And, you know, that kind of goes back to why we started the organization, because we felt that within Warren County, there was no organization to kind of unite all the various rescue groups. There was nobody that was actually helping out with the shelter in an organized way. There was nobody that was really being able to provide support to any of the other rescue groups. So we wanted to bring all of the people that were like-minded animal lovers together, and that's why we adopted that motto.
How much of a difference do you think HAWC makes of the animals of Warren County?
Well, I mean, I think we've started to really make an impact on the spay and neuter. I don't have the numbers here with me, but I can tell you that in 2017, we helped spay and neuter 7, something of that nature. And in 2018, we helped and spay and neuter over 200 dogs and cats. And this year, just through March, we've done over 100. So
oh, wow.
We're really starting to make an impact. And the more that we can get that word out that, you know, the cost of spay and neuter should not be keeping anybody from getting their animals neutered right now. There's so many agencies and ways that we can help, whether you're low income, which is $35,000 a year or less, or on some type of government assistance, or even if you are over that threshold, we can still help you with that cost.
And there is a clinic in McMinnville, Paul's Clinic.
Correct.
You work with them some too.
Yes, we do. We use them quite a bit. And they have some excellent pricing on spay and neuter. And again, if you're low income, it's even less than that. I think it's what I heard today was if you're low income, to get a cat spayed at Paul's Clinic is only $25. I mean, it's just something that should be well within everyone's means to be able to do that.
So how can someone be involved or be a volunteer or either help you with donations? How can they do that?
Well, there's lots of ways to do that. We're always looking for volunteers. We need help. We meet on the second Monday of every month. So please look at our Facebook page where you can find out more information about our monthly meetings. And everybody is always welcome to attend those. You can become a member for HAWC. It's a $25 annual fee per person. There is I think if your whole family wanted to be involved, it's only $60 per year, and that includes 2 adults and 2 children. We also have business sponsorships if anyone is interested in that. But to be a member of HAWC, basically you fill out an application, pay the $25. We are always looking for volunteers to either work at some of the events, fundraising events that we have, or to help out at the shelter. I mean, right now we really need people to come down and volunteer at the shelter. If we could have more people come down and do something as simple as cuddle a kitten, take a dog for a walk.
I mean, it makes them more adoptable, doesn't it? They're used to the human touch.
Exactly.
They're used to people seeing them. And then photography too. A lot of folks, if you're into photography, and you can take photos of the animals, that helps get them out of the shelters as well.
Exactly, because a lot of our animals we can transport up to no-kill shelters up in the Northeast, and there's a much more demand for them, but they want good pictures of what those animals look like. So the more that if we could get a photographer to come in on a weekly basis, or even if we got 2 photographers and they could switch off and not have to have just one come every week.
When it comes to animals, you basically need 2 people there.
Exactly.
Taking a picture. One to maybe dangle a cat toy while they can get a good picture of their face, and then maybe squeak a ball for the dog.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, you know, it's not, you don't want a picture of a cat through a cage. You want to be able to make them look like this is an animal that I want to take home and be part of my family.
Right.
Yes, we have a big need for a photographer that can come down and spend a couple hours on a weekly basis to be able to do that. We have some annual events that we do. We do a water paws events in September, which is really fun for all of the animals. It's at our pool at our Civic Center. Once they close the pool down, they open it up for one day, as long as your dog has a rabies vaccination certificate and they're not aggressive. Bring your dog down. They play in the pool.
Is that Gilly Pool?
Gilly Pool. They have a great time in Gilly Pool. They have a fun day.
What fun is that? That's awesome.
It is, and HAWC sponsors that. The money actually goes to the park department. I think it's like $8 per dog to get in, but that goes to the park department. But we do have a booth set up. People are willing to donate, and we do ask other businesses to come and put up booths as well. So there's lots of opportunities for volunteers. We need volunteers for that. We have different fundraising things throughout the year, so we could always use volunteers for that as well.
Helping Animals of Warren County, and Jan Saylor is one of the founders. We've been talking with her. Thank you for sharing all of the information about HAWC. And the best place to go is their Facebook page. Is it We HAWC?
Yes.
WEHAWC. So if you look up hawk, it takes you right to it, because I was looking up HAWC for helping animals of Warren County. And any time that you can help hawk, please do that. Thank you so much, Jan.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me to come today. Really appreciate it.
This has been the Pup and Paws Cast, brought to you by Dog and Company of Cookeville, dog-co.com.